This story is read by Stan McMillan. Private George McIntosh, service number 266476 of the 9th Battalion, the Black Watch. George McIntosh was born in Fingask, Perthshire, on the 6th of March 1896. He was the sixth of 11 children born to James and Isabella McIntosh. In the 1901 census, the family was living at Over Findegast Cottage, Kilspindy. The family subsequently moved to Easter Bonhard, and George was educated at Kinnaird School. After leaving his education, he worked on the land. George enlisted into the Black Watch in November 1915, a few months after his 19th birthday. At the time of his enlistment, he was employed as a ploughman on Pixton Hill Farm. 1915 had been a bad year in the war. Loos and Gallipoli were disastrous campaigns, and despite heavy censorship from the front, casualty lists couldn't conceal what was really going on. Conscription loomed large, and as a young single man, George was right at the top of the list. It is likely he may have preferred to be known as a volunteer rather than as an unwilling conscript. As a volunteer, he would also have the freedom to choose his regiment, his local regiment, the Black Watch. George's infantry training lasted 12 weeks before he was sent out to join the 6th Battalion in France in the early part of 1916. He was later transferred to the 9th Battalion, which was also serving on the Western Front. It is not known when George transferred battalions. It is therefore unclear where he spent much of his time in France. By July 1917, George would definitely have been in the 9th Black Watch. On the 31st of July 1917, his battalion took part in an offensive officially known as the Third Battle of Ypres, but which became known more emotively as Passchendaele. Before the attack began, constant shelling had churned up the clay soil. The heaviest rain for 30 years soon turned the ground into a quagmire of thick mud that clogged up rifles. Eventually, it became so deep that men and horses drowned in it. The attack was a disaster. Progress soon ground to a halt, leaving the battalion in an exposed position, and heavy losses were caused by sustained shell fire until the survivors were withdrawn late that night. 9 Black Watch reported 256 killed, wounded or missing, with no gain. The offensive began again 3 weeks later, on the 22nd of August 1917. However, this time, 9 Black Watch were held in reserve. George moved with his battalion to Arras. On the 22nd of September 1917, they took over the left subsector of the divisional front, immediately north of Scarpe. Regimental history described the sector as quiet and nothing of importance occurred for some time. After their experiences round Ypres, the peaceful atmosphere of Arras was gladly welcomed. How ironic it is that having endured so much and cheated death so often, George McIntosh was killed on the 28th of September 1917 in this quieter area. The Scone Roll of Honour described the circumstances as he was occupying an advanced post in part of Arras when a shell burst in the neighbourhood, taking its deadly toll of himself and 6 of his brave comrades. He is buried in Plot 1, Row D, Grave 33 of the Level Crossing Cemetery near the town of Arras in northern France. George was 21 years old. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals. George's younger brother, Thomas, joined the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders in May 1918. He was killed, aged 18, on the 10th of October 1918, after only 5 months in the army. We will remember them.